This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver's Hyatt Hotel at the Convention Center has apologized to a group of school psychologists of color whose gathering was shut down by security earlier this week. General Manager Greg Leonard said the hotel was deeply sorry and, quote, taking steps with hotel and corporate leadership to address this matter further. The psychologists had also asked for a refund of their suite rental but said they did not receive one. The group also said they are dissatisfied with the apology. Faculty at Metropolitan State University of Denver have been preparing for a reduced workload starting next fall, but university leaders say its Board of Trustees has tabled the implementation of that plan, citing questions over its financial sustainability. Sheila Ruski, a political science professor at the school, says the delay comes at the 11th hour.
Everyone was surprised. The deans, everyone who had been sort of planning for the implementation in fall, was just, I think, shocked.
Uncertainty around the plan's future is heightened after MSU's provost, who pushed the idea, announced he would step down from his post today. The IRS has announced Coloradans will not have to pay federal income tax on Tabor checks received last year. The IRS warned residents in several states that they were reviewing what they called relief payments issued last year. But Colorado officials argued that Tabor refunds had not been taxed in 30 years, and to do so now would break precedent. The decision is good news for any Coloradans who have already filed their taxes. It means you don't have to file any extra paperwork. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.